Make clear the worth of the soul, September 16th.
Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you, NKJV. The work you are doing to help our sisters feel their individual accountability to God is a good and necessary work. Long has it been neglected, but when this work has been laid out in clear lines, simple and definite, we may expect that the essential duties of the home, instead of being neglected, will be done much more intelligently. The Lord would ever have us urge, upon those who do not understand, the worth of the human soul. If we can arrange, as you are now working, to have regularly organized companies intelligently instructed in regard to the part they should act as servants of the Master, our churches will have life and vitality such as have been so long needed. Christ our Savior appreciated the excellency of the soul. Our sisters have generally a very hard time, with their increasing families and their unappreciated trials. I have so longed for women who could be educators to help them to arise from their discouragement, and to feel that they could do a work for the Lord. And this effort is bringing rays of sunshine into their lives, and is being reflected upon the hearts of others. God will bless you, and all who shall unite with you, in this grand work. Many youth as well as our older sisters manifest themselves shy of religious conversation. They do not take in the matter as it is. The Word of God must be their assurance, their hope, their peace. They close the windows that should open heavenward, and open the windows wide earthward. But when they shall see the excellency of the human soul, they will close the windows earthward, cease depending on earthly amusements and associations, break away from folly and sin, and will open the windows heavenward, that they may behold spiritual things. Then can they say, I will receive the light of the Sun of Righteousness, that I may shine forth to others. The most successful toilers are those who will cheerfully work to serve God in small things. Every human being is to work with his or her own individual thread, weave it into the fabric that composes the web, and complete the pattern.